Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, my guest is Evelyn Cheever. Evelyn, thank you for coming on the show.
And thanks for having me.
Evelyn, how long have you lived in the Fremont area?
54 years.
54 years. Now, if I had to guess, you are not only 54 years old. So where were you before that?
I grew up in Milwaukee, got married when I was 21.
Yeah.
And Stan took a job with the federal government for the FAA. And we spent 10 years on the desert of Arizona.
Oh, goodness.
Phoenix, Tempe.
Yeah, and Tempe?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so then you got out here. What brought you out here?
He applied for the job out here because we wanted to get away from the heat.
Yeah.
And that brought us
Brought you out here?
That brought us out here.
Okay, and then did you buy a house in the Fremont area right away?
We stayed in an apartment for a very, very brief time.
Yeah.
And as soon as we found the house, we bought it.
So 54 years strong in Fremont. So you've seen a lot of things change around here.
Oh, boy, have they.
Yeah.
I remember the orchards and the gladiola fields and just a completely different place.
Yeah, I heard about all the orchards and the flower fields and the gravel roads everywhere.
Well, I didn't see too many of those.
Really?
Okay. We were paved.
They were paved? Okay. All right. So 54 years ago, Prince of Peace was around at that point. So how long have you been at Prince of Peace?
Only since the merger with Mission Hills, Our Savior.
Yeah, so you were at Our Savior. So were you living up in that area?
No, we're right around the corner here on Glenmore Drive.
Okay.
Central.
So you were real close to Prince of Peace, but you were at Our Savior. And how long were you at Our Savior?
All of that time.
All of that time. So you just jived with the pastor and the people there when you first got here?
You got time for a long story?
I do.
It was God who brought us to Our Savior.
Yeah.
We were living in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We knew we were going to be moving out here, and we put the house up for sale, and they sent Stan back to Oklahoma City for training.
Okay.
And I sold the house in the meantime.
Hmm.
So I packed up the girls and all of our stuff, had it all put into storage, went back to Milwaukee. First Sunday back there, I went to Capitol Drive Lutheran Church.
Yeah, I know where that is.
And on the bulletin was Our Savior Lutheran Church.
Really?
Mission Church in Fremont, California.
Really?
Pastor Wampler had done his vicarship there.
Yeah.
And then he came back here and started Our Savior.
Oh, that's so really neat.
When I got here, I just had to go there.
That's where you were going. Yeah. But what an interesting connection that
God has such plans.
Yeah.
And in between there, part of the move was delayed, and the deal on the house fell through. We had a place to stay for 3 more months before we came out here.
Really?
And then it sold right away.
That's awesome. Yeah, God laid it all out for you.
He sure did.
Brought you to a church that he knew you were going to be good at. And so you were there at Our Savior for the 50-some years.
Around 50, yeah.
About 50 years, yeah. And now
I think we've been part of Prince of Peace for about 4 years now.
4 years now. And how's it going?
It's going good. A lot better than I thought it would. Thought I'd get lost in a big church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I've come to know a lot of people and made new friends. And it's good. Yeah. The ones who come to the Bible study and get involved. And,
do the same things you do. Yep.
Yeah.
One question I have for you is, what is your favorite working experience or job you've had in your life?
I was a stay-at-home mom, and that was definitely my favorite.
Your favorite? What's your favorite part about being a stay-at-home mom?
Just being with the kids.
Yeah. Watching them develop.
Watching them develop, doing projects with them.
Yeah.
Oh, as they got older, hiking and backpacking.
This past Sunday, Pastor Zelt was speaking about prayer again. Were there any things that popped out you thought were interesting or good or made you think a little more?
Reinforced again that this is Almighty God we're talking to, the creator of the universe. And then he brought up the Psalm, is it number 8?
Yeah, Psalm 8, yeah.
What is man that you're mindful of?
Mindful of us, yeah.
That he cares so much. And then that Jesus would call him Abba.
Yeah.
Which is not a formal father, isn't it? More like a dad.
It's more like dad, yeah. And so the fact that we get to come to God because of Jesus and call him father.
And call him Abba.
Yeah, call him Abba, call him dad, and know him that way while he is the transcendent God and creator
of all things. Sometimes I wonder when, the formality in the Old Testament especially, everything was so precise. And do we take him for granted?
I think we do, but also in the Old Testament, not everything's all, like if you read a lot of stuff with David or Moses, Moses, I just got done reading a section in Leviticus or Numbers where Moses says to God, if you're going to treat me this way, kill me now. That's not real formal. That's a friend talking to a friend. Like, I don't like how things are going right now.
I'm thinking about we dress casually.
Yeah.
I don't get down on my knees a lot anymore.
Yeah. So are the physical aspects of taking serious that you get to be in contact with a transcendent God. Yeah.
So awesome.
Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else that came from the message you thought was interesting?
I loved the children's talk where he had kids go way away.
Yeah.
Talk away from.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good illustration.
It was.
The visual sticks with you, right? And you can picture, a child, leaning in and whispering to their dad.
And they did it so well.
They really did.
Both services, because I watched the second service.
Oh, did you watch the second service? Yeah. Marcus did a fantastic job. You would have thought that Pastor Zelt told Marcus and Peter Berg beforehand, this is what we're going to do, but he didn't.
They were winging it.
They were winging it, and they did a fantastic job. It really made the point hit home. Like, this is how we need to approach our Father. Like, he wants us to be in contact with him. So even though there should be a sense of formality and awe, he calls us into a relationship that is very informal and familiar. So finding that balance is the key, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a good one. If you had all the energy and strength you wanted and a free Saturday, what would you do?
I would probably go hiking.
Where would you go?
Well, Big Basin was kind of our favorite, but that burned, so I don't know that. I guess it's open again, but.
Yeah.
So Point Reyes.
Point Reyes?
Yeah.
And where is Point Reyes? Because I'm new to the area.
Ah, yes. It's north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
It's on the ocean, of course.
Yeah.
It's just up that way.
Just up that way, north of San Francisco, basically, on the coast.
What they used to have is you could park in the visitor center, and you could hike out to the ocean, which was, 3 hours maybe.
Oh, okay.
It was not a short.
That's a long
And then they
hike.
Had a shuttle bus that would bring you back.
Oh, okay. Because I'm thinking and you hiked out 3 hours, you got to come 3 hours back.
I think they canceled that. So you can drive to the beach and there's a lighthouse out there. I've never been to that. So.
Okay. Point Reyes or Big Basin. That's what you would do. You had all the energy and strength you could.
Well,
yeah.
Or backpacking it.
Backpacking?
Yosemite.
Really? So did you used to do that as well? Backpack Yosemite?
Yeah.
Long trips?
Fairly long.
Yeah, like a couple days or a week or?
Probably about 3 days.
Yeah, that's a long time. Backpack. The whole family go?
No, Stan did not go. He's not into tent camping.
Oh, really? So just you and the kids?
Just me and the girls, yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you got to do that?
Our daughter was going for her PhD, and they, as a group, planned a backpacking. And they were supposed to bring their children, but she brought her mother.
Brought her mom.
And we had already been on one trip that summer.
Yeah.
So we were, acclimated.
You were already pretty strong. Yeah.
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 So here's the old lady leading the pack.
Were you leading the pack?
Almost.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you remember where you went for that backpack? Was it Yosemite?
It was somewhere with heights, so probably.
Probably, yeah.
But I'm not sure.
I have not been to Yosemite yet. Everyone says I've got to go.
You've got to go.
I know at some point I've got to get there. If there was one thing I was going to see at Yosemite, what would it be?
The waterfalls.
That's also what I've heard from other folks.
Yeah.
So you have to go in the spring to see those, right?
Well, probably not this year.
Probably all year long should be all right, right? Yeah.
It'll take a while for that. Well, unless we get warm rains, which would not be good.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. hopefully that snowpack stays and it lasts a long time.
But it's just incredibly beautiful.
And I've also heard of the Golden Waterfall, right? That's the one where the...
the firefalls?
Yeah, the firefalls. Yeah, firefalls where the sun lights it up.
My husband has seen that when they actually used firefighter.
Oh, yeah, I heard,
when he was young. I have not.
Yeah. It seems like it's a good idea they stop that.
Especially in dry years.
In dry years, yeah, yeah. It's beautiful enough without real fire, probably. Yeah. Well, Evelyn, thank you so much for being willing to come on the podcast, doing something new, and putting yourself out there. I really appreciate it.
It's been fun. Thank you.